Stakeholders have reiterated the need for government to show a lot more commitment in addressing corruption. At a forum to discuss ways of improving transparency to tackle corruption, the co-chair of the Ghana Extractive Industry Transparency Initiative, Dr. Steve Manteo, said government must honour the commitment made at the UK Prime Minister's Summit held in London last month on tackling corruption. He indicated that the company's bill before Parliament must be passed as the country is due for a review in September. Mercy Darko has more.
The forum brought together stakeholders in the extractive sector, civil society groups, government representatives and parliamentarians. It looked at basically the commitments President Mahama made at the summit in London last month. He said Ghana is committed to preventing the misuse of companies and legal arrangements to hide the process of corruption and commits to strengthening further both the company's bill and the petroleum bill to ensure that there is public information on beneficiary ownership. Among others, Dr. Steve Manteo read a speech on behalf of the Deputy Minister of Finance.
The issue of corruption is so critical, and we are committed to dialogue and to move forward our national anti-corruption agenda as contained in the National Anti-Corruption Action Plan, as well as our commitments under the UN Convention Against Corruption. The commitments made by Ghana at the summit include, but not limited to, beneficial ownership disclosure. Ghana is strengthening measures to combat money laundering and counter financing of terrorism, corruption, and other predicate offenses.